delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case
I'm... All right, welcome back to it on this Tuesday. Polling coming in now at a more brisk pace. I was noting here the other day that we hadn't seen a new poll out of Pennsylvania in more than 3 weeks. We finally have one. It's a much tighter race than the Real Clear Politics average. I would advise you this. Looking at the Real Clear Politics averages, a lot of those polling averages, especially for state polls, date back now to July. So just be aware that the races have tightened. Hillary Clinton's still leading, but the races have tightened. Joining me now is David Paleologos, director of the Suffolk University Political Research Center, where they do a lot of polling for the Suffolk University poll. David, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Your latest poll here in Michigan is wider than any of the other polls in the last couple of days. We'll talk about that, but it shows Hillary Clinton with a 7-point lead over Donald Trump here in Michigan. 500 people polled. Tell me about this sampling.
Yeah, sure. So Suffolk University is doing battleground state polling. We also partner with USA Today for national polling, and we do some regional polling in the Northeast with the Boston Globe. And this particular survey was live callers, as are most of the surveys, a split sample of landline and cell phones, and we only screen for likely voters. In our poll, we actually listed the 6 candidates for president on the Michigan ballot and listed them in the exact order as they will appear in the Michigan ballot. It's funny what you mentioned about prior polling, because going into this polling, the 3 polls that we saw on Real Clear Politics had the race much higher. If you look at any of the aggregators,
None of the polls had it higher. In recent polls, Emerson College has it at 5 points. Reuters has Trump plus 1 in Michigan, and then yours is Clinton plus 7.
That's right. But the 3 prior polls that were listed on Real Clear Politics when we went into the field were 11, 11, and 9. So that was kind of the standard by which we were looking at this poll. So when we released Michigan plus 7, I think the Suffolk poll maybe was beginning to pick up some of the trends of the race closing before, the Emerson poll released their poll recently.
Sure, right, because the Suffolk poll was done August 22nd through the 24th, correct? And the Emerson poll came,
couple of days ago.
Yeah, it came the immediately following yours, the 25th to the 28th. So is it safe to say that? I mean, obviously, if the election were held today, I think it's safe to say that Hillary Clinton has somewhere between a 5 to 7 point lead, but it's a world of difference from being an 11-point lead, now, isn't it?
And it is, and even a 7-point lead. A lot of people don't realize this, but when you have a plus or minus of 4%, in our case, it's 4.4%. People think, well, that's 4% off of an 11-point lead or a 7-point lead, but it's actually 4% difference for both candidates. So if you have a 44-40 margin, Hillary Clinton could be as low as 40 and Trump could be as high as 41. Oh, even with a 7-point lead, it's actually a difference of 8 points because it's plus or minus on the margin of error.
So no, I understand. So if Donald Trump came and, let's say, the election were today and won by a single digit, your poll would still have been accurate.
That's right. Well, it would have been, we wouldn't consider it accurate because we would have had Hillary Clinton leading. But it would have been, for research purposes, sure, it would be technically within the margin of error. That's right.
So I guess here's what I'm going to ask you next. I don't know how many polls you're doing battleground states, how often, I guess is my question, because now I want to know the next poll that comes in Michigan, as a lot of us do. We've seen this tightening occur. The candidates appear to be basically tied in Ohio. The last poll I saw out of Pennsylvania had Hillary Clinton with a 3-point lead.
Right.
The 2 polls here in Michigan have a 5 and 7-point lead. Plus, the Reuters poll showed Trump with a 1-point lead. Maybe an outlier, maybe not. I don't know. It's not my profession. But if you look at the battleground states of Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, they're all within that margin of error. Now, she has a lead in most of those states, but it has gotten much smaller, hasn't it?
It has, you know, and the pendulum does swing. People need to sort of be sensitive that the swing voters, who ironically are the least connected to the process, their independents, they are responding to what's happening in the news. They're responding to what's happening in debates or what's going on in terms of the advertising in those respective states. Now, we've been doing one poll a week now for the last, since the conventions. We started polling during the convention in Cleveland. We were polling Ohio back then. It was, as you say, it was even. Pennsylvania, Hillary Clinton was high single digits, but that was during the Democratic convention. And then we followed those polls up with the typical polls that you'd see. Florida, Iowa, we did Nevada last week, 2 weeks ago, Michigan last week. So, and even in Nevada, where there's a high Hispanic population, and that's supposed to be Hillary Clinton's wheelhouse, she was only winning by 2 points there. So that was well within the margin of error. And again, another one of those battleground states that could go either way.
So as you watch this, so when will the next poll from Suffolk be taking place here in Michigan? Another week is what you're saying, or longer?
No, it'll be longer because we still have to poll some of the other states that we haven't polled for the general election cycle. So, tentatively, we're doing a national poll we're releasing on Thursday of this week. The following week, we're going to poll North Carolina.
Let me ask you one more thing before we run out of time here, and that is this belief by some that you have a Bradley-type effect going on because people don't want to say they're voting for Donald Trump. Do you buy into any of that, or do you think your polls are reasonably on the money?
I mean, I think if you took one poll, there might be a possibility of that. But when you're aggregating polls, hard to say. I think if there's any hidden vote, it's in the Gary Johnson vote. Johnson was getting 5% in Michigan, but he was getting in like the Flint Tri-area, he was getting 12%, which is more than double. Among independents in Michigan, Johnson was getting 13%. They're very much predisposed anti-Hillary Clinton, so they could be potentially a holding place for Trump voters. And in addition to that, you've got just the undecided. It's about 1 in 5 voters nationally and in these battleground states dislike both candidates.
Yeah, a lot of people do. David, greatly appreciate the conversation. David Palaiologos from Suffolk University Polling on the Steve Gerber Show.